This is the 12th year officials, law enforcement, first responders, U.S. and Canadian border officials, the Royal Canadian Mounted Police, state and federal agencies have gathered at the Northern New York border crossing in solemn remembrance of the events of September 11th, 2001. Rabbi Saul Emanuel.
A dozen years ago, we saw what our true society is made of. Volunteers, people willing to give, people willing to do anything to help as thousands and thousands were murdered and killed. And this memorial will continue to serve as an encouragement to all of us that loving kindness, giving, volunteering will always supersede evil.
New York Assemblywoman Janet Dupree.
About a month ago, I took my daughter and granddaughters to a national gymnastics meet in Hartford, Connecticut. And my granddaughters are 12 and 15, and the 12-year-old said to me, "Nana, let's get there early so we don't have to wait in the security lines too long." And as we stood there, it occurred to me that these two girls, that's a way of life. And on the way home, I started the discussion about it, and we really had a pretty intense discussion about what 9/11 means, the way it changed how we all live before and after that one date on a calendar.
Ceremony host, National Treasury Employees Union, Chapter 138 President Thomas O'Keefe, read the Gettysburg Address before a wreath was laid at the base of the American flag.
We're going to have the 21-gun salute.
I now ask that we all join in a moment of silence.
Plattsburgh Air Branch of the U.S. Customs and Border Patrol flew over the assembly at 8:46, the same moment the first plane struck the Twin Towers in 2001. Court Director Paul Mongillo says a generation of Americans' normal way of life includes enhanced security, yet they may not understand the events of 9/11. Mongillo says young people must be reminded of the dark day's significance.
I think back to other locations I've been, and it's been, you know, moments of silence, sitting at your desk or wherever you may be. It's an event that needs to be done. It helps remind the employees, hey, this is why we do what we're doing. And when you look at what's gone on in the world since 9/11, terrorism is never going to go away.
About 23 first-line officers were at Champlain on 9/11.
My name is Vincent Nigro. I am a supervisor here at the Port of Champlain, New York. I was in Montreal at a John Cougar Mellencamp concert the night before, and me and my wife were taking the Amtrak train back down to Rouse's Point, New York, and the conductor who I knew said the World Trade Center was attacked. I got home, I put my uniform on, I threw my shotgun in the back of my truck, and I hightailed it for work. And I spent double shifts for a solid week here. I think I have never felt more proud to be a law enforcement officer than that week that we helped.
In a tradition that began with an impromptu and spontaneous gesture in its first year, all those gathered laid a red carnation next to the wreath. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.